This is John and Yoko.
This is John and Yoko. No, you have to do it in unison.
Okay, one, two, three. This is John and Yoko from the Peace Station, Montreal. Hi, folks. Peace, peace. Hi, hi.
This is Radio Peace. This is Radio Peace.
It was 1969 when Yoko Ono and John Lennon used the megaphone of their fame to call attention to their convictions. And while John Lennon was, to so many, the voice of his generation, Kevin Concannon, director of the School of Visual Arts at Virginia Tech, says Yoko Ono was ahead of her time.
Lots of contemporary artists honor her as a real foremother of what they do, ranging from rather avant-garde or obscure contemporary gallery artists to Lady Gaga, for example, you know, sort of looks to Yoko as a real hero. And there are an amazing number of people who do so.
Concannon has spent decades studying Yoko Ono. He says the characterization of her as the person who broke up the Beatles was never accurate. Now he's curated a new exhibition, opening at the Taubman Museum of Art in Roanoke. The show explores her work well beyond her collaboration with her husband, but it also offers insights into how it happened that John Lennon and Yoko Ono, emerging from very different worlds, came together. There are numerous stories of their early meetings, but Concannon is going with this one.
John shows up at his friend John Dunbar's gallery, where Yoko's about to have a show. And there's a ladder in the center of the gallery, and John climbs the ladder. There's a magnifying glass. He picks it up. There's a tiny word written on the ceiling. It says yes. And John has, on more than one occasion before he passed away, indicated that that positive affirmation was what really, if it had said something negative, it never would have happened. That was really what hit him.
Of course, John and I never thought that people are going to be doing peace shows, you know.
Yoko Ono speaking to WVTF by telephone from New York.
And I like that idea that somebody like Kevin, who's very intelligent and sensitive, was doing it on his own kind of thing. So we did plant the seed. Our seed was stolen, but other seeds came alive. And Kevin's thing is that, you know, that she's doing it and a lot of people are getting the message from that.
Ono says she remains positive about her long-held hopes for world peace. This, despite the loss of her husband, John Lennon, at the hands of a crazed fan who shot and killed him outside their apartment building in 1980. Again, Kevin Concannon.
She's had more than her share of adversity, but she's still out there at 80 years old with this message of peace.
Concannon has curated two exhibitions. Imagine Peace opens at the Taubman Museum of Art in Roanoke, and another show at the Armory Gallery on the campus of Virginia Tech will include other works on that theme and more by Yoko Ono. I'm Robbie Harris.